The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall, the air. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Here it is, the 21st of October. Very close to Halloween, and 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, that was the guy from Mount Shasta Water.
Shout out.
Shout out to them. They are so good. He came in today to make sure that we had the right tops for our coffee.
Well, that's
isn't
a big,
cool?
It's a really big
this
deal.
This guy is really, really good.
Well, we do have to have our container sealed.
Yes, we do, before you walk in here. Why?
Why?
Because we turn them over.
Are we distorted?
No.
Okay.
But we have Ashley.
Ashley at the helm.
Ashley, we're so happy you're back.
I'm happy to be back.
You know, isn't it good to get back another routine?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Speaking of routine.
Her mom brought in donuts this morning.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I know.
It's not as if I didn't make cupcakes last night.
I know.
Ogre cupcakes.
Ogre. Have you ever seen ogre cupcakes?
With eyeballs.
I don't think I have, but it sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll bring you in
it
some.
It was purely by accident. I was actually at the grocery outlet yesterday in order to buy ibuprofen. That's exactly
the
truth.
I'm going through ibuprofen pretty
And, we just had the whole, you know, not the scandal, but the tooth, you know.
The tooth
fairy has not been nice to us.
No.
But anyway, so I went to go ibuprofen, and later on, I don't know if you ever got lost in the grocery outlet, but I certainly did. So we ended up, we made big old hamburgers last night on the grill, and all these things, you know, kind of football food. It wasn't the intention. It started with the ibuprofen. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Let's get you the weather here. Sunny with our highs of 84 today. What a beautiful morning. Just go outside and, you know, be grateful for this beautiful Monday. Tonight will be clear with an overnight clear night skies, with 56. Tomorrow calls for 86, mostly clear on Tuesday night with 61, and Wednesday sunny with 86. Oh, my gosh. This is still that great weather where you can, I always go, keep your pads out. Your outdoor furniture pads. It's a beautiful day to put your, you know, take your hat off and put your face in the sun and be grateful. Wonderful fall weather. Thursday calls for 85, and overnight lows of 52. And Friday, 86 as we progress to the week. And just so you know, Saturday is 80 and Sunday is, well, We drop a bunch on Sunday with around 73. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. Well, we like on Monday morning to do a recap of maybe what happened over the weekend. And Saturday, we went to the matinee of A Few Good Men out at Shasta College. The cast was incredible, and we just can't say enough about the productions we've seen out there before. But if you've seen the movie, imagine this on a play. Very, very wordy. Lots
very intense.
Very intense dialogue. And when I think of, I don't have all the names in front of you right now, but Mika played the role that Tom Cruise did. There was so much dialogue to remember, and I thought, you know, as an actor, and then, of course, John Welsh played the colonel. But it was so good. And, Carl, you were the military advisor.
I was. And you know what? I went out there a couple times and just helped them in their saluting, their marching, their facing movements. And I tell you what, they're very, very bright people out there, ranging from high school through, like we said, John Welsh. And John Welsh has starred in so many productions. And if you saw the movie, it's different from the play. It has everything's in it. The big speech where you can't handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the phrases that's in the top 100 of movies that Jack Nicholson did to Tom Cruise, said it to Tom Cruise. But in this, it's absolutely great. the entire cast, you know, and because the cast has a number of people, but a lot of them played different parts, you know, played one part and then played another part. Everybody did well.
A few people
did. And the uniforms, by the way, were really good.
That's good. That was important.
And this wasn't because of me. This was because I was there, but they had another serviceman who's married to one of the girls there.
Oh.
And then the costume designer went out and rented these costumes, and they're expensive. The Marine and the Navy costumes.
Their
ribbons were on right. Their rank insignia was on right. It was just from a technical side, it was good. Of course, there's license of, because it's a play and it's, dramatic.
Samuel French. Now, let's talk about that. I mean, people don't really realize. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, and I'm going to do a whole show on this. I really am going to do a whole show on what it is when you put on a play, what it costs. Because you're not even aware. When you hear that, it makes you want to get your butt up out of your bed or out of your easy chair and support theater. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. One of these days, I'm going to break down exactly what it costs to put on a production like that. And no,
in Reading,
nobody's getting paid. It's not like they get a, this is community theater, and that's college theater, but community comes into it.
But it's not just college. It's at the Cascade. It's at any of these, and we heard this one number was $45,000 to get the rights to one of these well-known plays. Not this one. I don't know what this one was. Because I think they'll get a different rate because it's a college and this. But if you're putting it on at the Cascade Theater, you don't get a break on the, cost.
We're going to bring somebody in when I'm going to do a special show just on theater and what it takes to do it and why I feel that way.
We need to do a little bit about the traffic because of the 45-mile-an-hour speed limit.
And that is actually south of Reading, between Reading and Anderson. We're at 45 miles per hour. That started, I believe, on midnight on Sunday morning. And this started over the weekend. But if you are traveling south of Reading and headed either direction, you should be allow for a little extra time this morning because you will be dropping down to 45 miles per hour.
All right. Thanks so much. And, that's what we're going to be we have to pay attention to that. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to drop on you and Carl 10 things that you need to know today, October 21st, and it 2019. World headlines, I know that you read all weekend long, and many of you are listening and reading and watching and thinking of things that maybe perhaps happen outside of Reading. But I'll tell you what, after being around doing so many things, of course, Carl with his tooth being pulled, I've had a tooth infection. But we still got so involved at the house yesterday, and just physical labor of what it is to, get the house ready for fall and cleaning and sorting and going from summer to winter, and there was a lot of physical activity. It felt so good, washing the sheets. I did all that stuff yesterday. So it felt so good to get into my freshly made our sleep number bed. Sometimes we go to bed separately, but what's nice is we have that dual control where I can
dual firmness.
So I can do my setting. And last night I went down actually a different setting than I've ever had before. I did 70 last night. I just like to play with it, and that's the good thing about it. It's like
your sleep number
driving
setting,
different cars.
Your sleep number setting was 70.
Yes, my sleep number setting was 70.
My sleep number setting was 60. And you know what? 1,800 players of the NFL, because I did watch some football yesterday, are game ready because they sleep on sleep number. Not the Miami Dolphins, okay? I'm not sure. I think, the Miami Dolphins probably don't have the right sleep number setting.
Maybe that's
it. They need an advisor coming in from sleep number to say, no. The quarterback, you should be at a sleep number setting of 20 so it's nice and soft and comforts you and protects you, unlike your offensive line, which lets people run through and tackle you.
Now, there may be some Miami Dolphin fans listening that are extremely offended.
Well, not anymore.
You
know how you can tell you're a Detroit Lion or Miami Dolphin fan? They have sacks over their heads. That's how.
Stop.
Anyway, Right now, the optimum sleep environment is 65 degrees with a 65% humidity. At 65 degrees, our bodies remain thermally neutral. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Right now, you can experience the comfortless effort of a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep and save up to $400 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. But you have to go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go into the Sleep Number store. Remember that Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:15 in the morning. It is about 57 degrees out there, and we're going to have a beautiful day today. We'll be right back. We want to talk, besides the 10 things, why is it that general officers, once they've made the highest rank, don't say anything until they retire, and then all of a sudden, they become very mouthy? Not all of them, just some of them. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about the introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Reading and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, 52 years and counting. You know what? This is one of the premier oil, gas, diesel businesses in this whole Northern California area. What can I say? It's not only do they sell and monitor heaters and Toyo heaters and Toyo water heaters, but they're going to give you great deals, great trade-ins on your old ones. They're going to have the kerosene there when you need it to make sure that you never are out of hot water or your house is not heated. They deliver all throughout, like, last time I counted, like 15 different states, including the jet fuel that goes to the helicopters when they're fighting fires. And, of course, they're out on the fire lines also, making sure that the firefighters don't run out of fuel. This and so much more at SST Oil. And let me tell you, they are an employee-owned company. They are always looking for good employees. Give them a call at 241-1167.
All right, 10 things you need to know today. All right, guys, this is from the week. Many of you complained about a right or a left wing, one of them I was reading from before. But this is world headlines. Number one, Kurds leave Syrian border town under ceasefire deal.
Okay, now people are so in such fake rage about Trump pulling out and telling them that, okay, look, there's a ceasefire here. You got to let the Syrians out. Well, they did. They're moving out. And let's not have any false tears here, because we got into Syria. It was such a mess because of what Obama and Clinton did. That's what led to ISIS. And when I hear things from people that say, aren't you angry that they're just leaving? Marines don't leave anybody. Yeah, Marines don't leave Marines on the field. This is a quagmire. This is where we go if we're told to, and we'll fight there. But this is a quagmire. Trump talked to Erdogan about this on 2018. Now, could he have done it a better way? Yes. Could there have been done many other ways? Yes. But here's the bottom line. What are we getting out of this except we're losing men and women over there? There's nothing in Syria that we need. Oh, he'll let ISIS stand up again. He destroyed ISIS. Let's not forget who destroyed ISIS. It was Trump and our military. After they grew and were allowed to grow as huge as they did under the Obama administration. Just think about this. Should we be in Syria? Should we? Should we be in Lebanon? Should we be in any of those places? Okay. That's just my
Number
opinion.
Two, eight dead as Chile protests continue. Demonstrators set fire to buses and subway stations and clashed with police in Chile on Sunday, and the South American nation faced its worst unrest in decades. More than 1,400 people have been arrested. Eight people died in fires, three at supermarkets and were looted, and five at a garment factory that allegedly was burned by rioters.
Well, you're going to see Central and South America, especially in South America, you're going to see much more unrest. What's happened in Venezuela, the socialist country, who, by the way, 12 years ago confiscated all the firearms there, is spreading. And if you talk to people who have been down there, they're telling you that the exchange rate is great if you're an American, but it's terrible down there. They don't have food. They don't have fuel. They have nothing down there. This is why the protests are going.
Number three, Warren to release Medicare for all financing plan. Senator Elizabeth Warren said Sunday that in the next few weeks she will release a plan for how to pay for the Medicare for all goal.
I can't wait to see it. I'm not even going to say anything until I see how she's going to do it. But I guarantee you, the military is going to take a cut like you've never seen before. And guess what? Your taxes, we in the middle class, we're going to get hit. There's no way. You know, you could take all the money from the richest people in the United States and would pay for it for maybe a week. Where's the rest of the money going to come from?
Number four, Johnson pushes for Brexit vote as deadline looms. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is pushing for a meaningful vote on his Brexit deal Monday afternoon. That's today after Parliament denied one he asked for on Saturday. Johnson's government sent the European Union an unsigned letter as required under newly passed legislation requesting a delay on Britain's departure from the EU, currently scheduled for October 31st, but he also sent a signed letter presenting all of the reasons he sees for going ahead with Brexit as planned.
People voted for it.
Mulvaney, Trump surprised by backlash over now abandoned Doral plan. President Trump was surprised by the bipartisan opposition to his now.
Well, he was offering the G7 when they were going to come for a meeting. He was going to put them up at the Trump Doral, a country club there or the hotel there. And people go, you can't make money off of this. And he goes, I was just offering it up. And so, yeah, people, you know, I wouldn't have done it.
He said he promised the event at cost.
Yeah. I mean, he's not making money off it, but it's still, it's publicity and blah, 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 blah. If I owned a Doral and I was the president, I probably wouldn't offer that up.
Trudeau's job online at Canada Votes in tight national election.
He has really infuriated people when it turns out that he was in blackface not once, not twice, but several times in his earlier years. People are now showing up at his rallies in blackface.
Oh, gosh.
Plus other things that are happening, the amount of people coming into the country, the problems they're having with that, the whole enchilada. He's in trouble.
Number seven, first federal opiate trial starts today. It's the first federal opiate trial to schedule to begin following a breakdown in settlement talks last week. In this trial, Cuyahoga and Summit counties in Ohio are suing drug manufacturer Teva Pharmaceuticals for distributors and drugstore chain Walgreens, accusing them of contributing to the opiate epidemic by conspiring to sidestep a federal law requiring them to spot and report massive sales, signaling illegal distribution of the highly addictive painkiller.
Okay.
Next.
That's just going to continue. You know what? What's happened is the opiate epidemic, you know, we take it away from the fact, you know, we forget sometimes, is that many doctors prescribed this because they were being sold a bill of goods about the type of painkillers that can be used and can be used effectively, which they were, but that they then became very addictive. And now they're saying that, hey, this part of the law says you're supposed to tell us if you're selling, you know, tremendous amounts of it, and you never did that. Now, of course, the companies are fighting it.
Number eight, Lebanon government plans economic reforms in response to protests. I mean, it's protesting around the world. Hong Kong.
Well, Hong Kong's different. And let's just talk about Hong Kong for a second. Is that Hong Kong protested for freedom. They're for freedom. And, of course, mainland China does not want that. And then you had the NBA. One of the members of the NBA said, he says, I stand with Hong Kong. Well, the NBA did itself a great disservice, maybe not, by slapping this guy down, oh, we're so sorry, apologizing, and then the backlash from both sides, both, you know, a totally bipartisan and United States backlash at them for this. Then they tried to pull themselves out of that. Now Silver, who is the head of the NBA, the Chinese are saying that he is he's an enemy now too. LeBron James says, well, you know, maybe we should not done that. I mean, the whole thing, the NBA is all tied to one thing, by the way, money. The whole thing is money.
Number nine, tornado leaves mile-long path of destruction in Dallas. A tornado crashed through Dallas late yesterday, destroying numerous homes and businesses along miles-long path and cutting power to tens of thousands of people. I don't know. When you think about, we've got friends that are just put an offer on a house right outside of Dallas. There were no immediate reports of deaths or severe injuries, although some people were injured by broken glass.
Maybe they don't have to worry about that house anymore.
Well, it's 30 miles out of Dallas.
Well, you're about 30 miles.
And number 10, Pelosi's brother, former Baltimore Mayor Thomas D. Alessandro, dies at the age of 90.
Wow.
So those are the top 10 things from the week.
I didn't know she was that old. It's her brother, right?
Yes, her brother.
It could have been the older brother, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about something that's happening right here. And it's Operation Christmas Child. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at... What?
Yes.
What? You just... You're. Oh, wait a minute. You have to leave now.
Yes.
Linda has to leave. I'm going to say this instead
okay.
of the commercial.
Okay.
Why do you have to leave, hon? You're going down to get your license renewed.
Yes.
But you've got to take with you your passport.
I woke up this morning panicking about, went to the safe and couldn't find my passport. I think. I got to fill out the stuff. Then, you know, the passport. I think you have to take your Social Security, information.
If you have your passport and
Well, we'll see.
Address.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll let you know tonight, but I'll let our friends, because I know that people have been saying, oh, my God, it's such a headache. So I'm going to go right here in Reading. I have friends that go up to Shasta, go up to Weaverville. They don't want to deal with it. I do not have an appointment. I'll let you know what happens.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They've opened up 22 beds to put people who are dangerous to themselves and others in our community and have a place to be stabilized. So many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does for our community. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. 7:30 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
We need a Christmas right this very minute.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You're tight your talk radio, your 10 on the air, celebrating 10 years on the air. We are. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms company in California, teaching in over 42 areas here in the state of California. You can learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm here today. We're talking about Operation Christmas Child, and I totally didn't write your name down.
Larry Jarrett.
Okay, I'm sorry, Larry. I have it written down on my scheduler, but my scheduler's in the other room right now. We're going to talk about Operation Christmas Child. Tell us about that.
Well, Operation Christmas Child, kind of more commonly known as just the Shoebox Ministry, is a part of Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse, if you're not familiar with it, is a Christian humanitarian organization. It's a worldwide organization headed up by Franklin Graham in deal with crisis all around the world, have field hospitals, have some going on now overseas where we've had some disasters. And one of the arms of Samaritan's Purse is Operation Christmas Child.
Okay. And this is exactly what it says. It's a giant shoebox. Or not, it's the giant shoebox packing party, and it's something that's the size of a shoebox. Am I correct?
And yes, what you do is you get a shoebox or a box similar to in size to a shoebox and pack it for a child. There's three different age groups, and you pick either a boy or a girl in an age group 2 to 4, 5 to 9, or 10 to 14. And put things in there that you know those children would like. I always like to do the older boys, but for them, you'd maybe put in a soccer ball with a pump, hygiene items, toothbrush, school supplies, you know, pencils and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And it can be anything from small toys, soap, toothbrushes, like you said, socks, gloves, hats.
All those things.
Anything that will fit in a shoebox. And then it's put together, and then you all wrap them and send them.
Well, then we don't wrap them, actually. The boxes are then sent to a sorting center. There's one in Los Angeles area.
But you must have some way you kind of like fasten them down.
We go with tape.
Yeah, okay. So you tape them up. Okay.
And then they're gone through to make sure there's no items that are inappropriate, such as war-related things or liquids or things that would could mess up the contents of the box. And then to make sure that they're full. Sometimes somebody may turn in a box that's not full. We try to maintain the integrity of the box so the box that you sent doesn't change other than...
So people are packing the boxes first, then bringing them down. You're not doing a packing right there.
Right. Okay. There's several different ways. There's a deal you had mentioned, a packing party. There's one coming up this Saturday at church up on...
Hillside Church.
Twinview, Hillside Church, and it's from 12 to 4. And what we do there is there will be a lot of items, and people that are interested in do it can just come, and they help pack the boxes. And when we get the boxes all packed, we'll have who knows how many. But and if they want to bring items, that's fine. If they don't, there's items there.
So you can either bring stuff, but you all still need the little things like toys and soap and toothbrushes and toothpaste. Yeah. So you'll have the boxes there. People can come up and help pack the boxes. They're checked to make sure everything's fine, taped up, and then sent to your distribution center in Los Angeles.
Right.
And then where do they go to there?
They go all around the world. There's this last year we delivered 10.6 million boxes in over 100 countries around the world. So that's... We're shooting for 10 million, 10.5 million this year, and they will go to countries all around the world.
Countries like Indonesia? What are some of the countries? Obviously where kids are, probably into Africa.
Yeah, all those countries. There's a list here of well over 100 countries, but we've got Croatia, Cambodia, the Czech Republic, Jamaica, Kosovo. Serbia, and it goes on and on.
Okay. And this is another example of what, you know, when kids get these things, they know it comes from America.
Yeah, there's several other countries that pack boxes, too.
Mm-hmm.
This last year, about 8.5 million of them came from the U.S., and about 2 million came from the other countries, which included Spain, Australia, the United Kingdom, and several other countries from the free world.
Okay. So they do know it comes from America. And then Franklin Graham, you say, is the one that is one of the driving forces behind this.
In the mid-90s, early 90s, there was a fellow in Great Britain that started the Operation Christmas Child. I don't think he called it that then. But it got too big for him, and he went to Franklin knowing that he had inroads into a lot of countries doing the disaster relief work, mm-hmm. and asked him if he would take it over, and he did, and it's become a huge thing since then.
Okay, and this is just a way to help make to enable a child to have something for Christmas.
Yes, and a lot of these kids, I've been fortunate enough to go on some of the distributions. I worked for Samaritan's Purse for a while up in Alaska, and I flew boxes in to Russia and was able to deliver them to kids there, and then I've also done that in Panama. And some of the times you deliver this, it's the only time a kid's ever got a gift. And it's, you know, I've had them open the box and take one little thing out and give it back to you because they couldn't believe that they had the whole box was theirs.
Wow. Then you think about, we have places in the United States that we have Toys for Tots and all that helps out children here in our community and other places in the United States. But this one is international, right. And there's nothing attached to it except this is your Christmas.
Right.
And it's your Christmas. And if nothing else, it is, you know, do they know it comes from, but I asked this before, but do they know it comes from America or Australia or something like this?
Yes.
And that, you know, that doesn't hurt. No. I mean, because it, so many times the United States is beat up around the world.
Yes.
And, but people forget just how much, what a giving nation we are and how much we help people.
Yes. And the kids are always excited to get the boxes. And one of the things that we encourage people to do is to put a picture of themselves or their family in the box and then write a little letter, a little note.
Oh.
And when I've been delivering the boxes and they find the note, they just drive the interpreters crazy trying to find out what it says. And I've been back to orphanages like a year later, and that picture's still pinned up by their bed, closest thing to family that they have.
It's, you're going to break my heart here. You know that, right? So that they got something from somebody they don't even know with a picture of a family, and that became their family.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any family.
Right.
Wow. Is that Ashley, stop crying in there. You're going to get all over the board and short it out. Okay. No, this is really nice. I thoroughly recommend that people, when you get a chance on this Saturday, October 26th, if you can't stay there, just bring down a shoebox and give it to the people down there at the Hillside Church at 621 Twin View Boulevard. And make a difference. You can make a difference, and you know what? You'll never know who gets it.
Well, you'll never know. You may know because some people the kids have got somebody to write a letter back.
If you put your address and everything in there, well, maybe.
So I know that's happened, and then you can also track your box now.
Oh, you can.
You have to go online, but you can see what country it went to, not what individual.
Yeah, but what country it went to. Oh, that's just wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. For more information, who do they call?
Well, there's a number on the bottom.
I have it here, 223-6114. And who's that?
That's Marcy Bergen, and she's the leader of this here in our area. They're all volunteers here. It's a volunteer.
Yeah.
Fact, all around the world. The people.
Yeah, there's no money. There's no money here.
No.
And who pays for this?
Well, it's, you know, if you and I go do the box, we're paying for buying the stuff.
Yeah, we buy that. Okay.
And then we ask for a $9 donation for shipping of the box because mm-hmm. it costs money to get it from here to LA,
wherever.
To Croatia or wherever. And that's it, you know.
So it's so you pack a box, you give somebody $9 or $10, and that gets the box to wherever it's going.
Right, and you'll get a little brochure like this, has the boy or girl sticker on it.
Yeah, that, when you do it. So if you've packed for a little boy, you'll put that on the box, or a little girl. When you go down to the when you go down to Hillside Church at 621 Twin View Boulevard this Saturday between 12 and 4, all that is set up for you. And if you don't have the toys or the soap or toothbrushes, you'll have it down there. And you can pack it up and you can give $10. You make sure your box gets there.
Right.
That's
and then,
great.
And then the collection week for the boxes is November 18th through 25th. And the church on Victor, the Reading Christian Fellowship, is a collection center.
Okay.
So there's different in MacArthur, there's a center and, you know, Red Bluff and there.
Sure.
But it all comes to that church.
So if you can't make it to Hillside, but you have a box, you make up a couple boxes, you can take it over to Reading Christian Fellowship on Victor.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You know what? You're doing this out of the love of other people. And you're an organizer, so that means a lot of work for you. But you obviously, you've been able to see where the boxes go to. And it's another great thing that happens from our people right here in Reading.
Yeah. And it's a real special thing you can do for kids. And it's a lot of fun to do, to go out to different stores and pack your stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much. And we'll talk about this the rest of the week, too.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
Okay. Much. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, talking about helping people. Sharon Clark's been in the business over 15 years. They've been rated number one in the North State so many times. And if you need help in your home, you know, if it's a surgery, maybe a fall, whether, you know, a couple hours a day, maybe a few days a week, or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark at Reading Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. It is exactly 7:47 in the morning, 54 degrees. We'll be right back.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 10 years on the air, celebrating 10 years on the air. Thank you to all of our listeners and all our advertisers, one of which, of course, is Four Winds Jewelry, who's been with us the whole time. Started out with Leonard, and now is Henry and Rebecca. And, I, you know, when you go through changes, it is, you know, you have different owners, and they still want to advertise with you. It kind of makes you feel good. It makes you kind of feel like, okay, we're doing something for them. And Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. General Officers McRaven, Admiral McRaven, just came out. Talked about how Trump is a threat to the United States and the world and the universe and as we know it, maybe beyond, a real Darth Vader type of guy. Admiral McRaven was in charge of the Special Ops Command when bin Laden got taken down, like it was him leading the attack, and it wasn't. McRaven's had a very good career, obviously, you know, 4 stars. The thing about it is this. He hasn't been the only one. You've had, you know, several others. But you've had hundreds, if not thousands, of general officers who chose not to say anything. Mattis, who Trump said was one of the most overrated generals in the world, I thought it was beautiful what he said. Wow. Not just the United States, but the world. He also thought Meryl Streep was an overrated actress, so I guess we're both, I guess if I'm overrated, it's in really good company. You know, so, you know, I'm not saying Trump's mouth is always under control, because obviously it's not. But Mattis, I heard Mattis talk, speak. He doesn't speak. He does not speak like McRaven did. What he does, he talks about facts. He doesn't go in and, oh, gosh, this is the worst guy since, you know, since Attila the Hun. What he said was things that he disagreed with. And he said one thing that was really, and he said many things that were interesting that night. One of the things he said was when we, and this was under Bush, went into Iraq. And he'd been studying Iraq. He'd been there several times. You know, he'd been studying it for 20 years. When we took down Saddam Hussein, he didn't think it was a good idea. And this was the interesting part. He said, I didn't think it should be done. But I'm a Marine, and I was told this is what we will do, and I did it to the best of my ability. In the military, you think that this is just lockstep, and it's not. Before we plan anything and the operations are going on or orders, I mean, you argue for your side passionately. I mean, just, I mean, you're into other people's faces. You know, everybody, you know, wants to have something that succeeds. Well, the incursion into Iraq was a success and took down Saddam Hussein. Tactically, strategically, it took away the balance we had with Iran. Iran-Iraq, the balance that we were helping the Iraqis for so long to keep Iran under control. to keep the war going. And then we went in, and then that was a strategic mistake. And then there were many tactical mistakes made after that gave Al Qaeda a chance to get a toehold there. That was all under Bush. He didn't say that. He talked about things that happened due to decisions being made. He also said that one of the worst decisions ever made became under another administration. He did not mention the Obama administration when we pulled out of Iraq and left a void there. You know, now people are talking about, well, Trump left the Syrians and the Kurds. He left the Kurds. Well, what do you think Obama did when he pulled all the forces out of Iraq? What came in then? ISIS. How many Iraqis were killed because of that? And people don't seem to think about that. But here's the question. Why do they talk about it before, or they don't talk about it before, but they talk about it afterwards? People like McRaven and a couple of others. They had their chance when this was happening. If they disagreed or if they thought it was this bad, do generals turn down that fourth star? Because they think that Trump is horrible. If they think he's horrible, wouldn't you think that they'd vote with their feet? Or is it that they'll take that fourth star and that third star, and they'll take that and then go take the fourth star, retire at that fourth star, then they have something to say. It appears to me that if you feel that strongly, if you feel these things are, why don't you speak beforehand? Well, it's because they won't get promoted. Obama didn't promote people if somebody stood up against Obama and said, this is absolutely, this is criminal, pulling out of Iraq. This is going to undo everything we did and is going to cause this problem. And the military lays it out to the commander-in-chief and says, why is this a horrible idea? If at that point the commander-in-chief says, I understand what you're saying, I'm taking that into account, and we're pulling out. At that point, you salute smartly, aye, aye, sir, and you move on and you conduct the operation. In this case, the withdrawal, or the case, the attack in. If you felt that strongly, you could take that step back and resign or retire. And there have been officers that have done that. You don't hear about them because usually they stay quiet. They'll just say, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I cannot agree that this is the right thing to do, and I'm going to retire. And I've seen that happen. I've seen younger officers that have resigned their commissions because they didn't like what was going on. You know, I think that the more senior you get, the more tendency you have to be reticent about disagreeing if you are driven by that ability or that prerequisite, that need to gain rank. But then afterwards, as soon as you retire, you start attacking something that you could have maybe changed by retiring and making a statement then. I'm retiring because of this. I could have had I was chosen for my fourth star, my third star, but I cannot accept it because of this. Moral courage. One of the things that we kind of pride ourselves on in the military, moral courage. Hey, when we get back, we're going to have Aaron Reznor, city councilwoman, and Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking about the $500,000 being, granted to Turtle Bay for a light show. And what does this mean? And what are the impacts on this, on our community with this? Favorable, unfavorable. Later on this, during the city council, they voted 4-1 for this to go forward. And we're going to discuss that when we get back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. We're celebrating 10 years in the business right here at 1326 Market Street. We'll be right back.
Go your own way. Go your own way. Tell me why. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looks like some American troops may stay in northeastern Syria after all. Defense Secretary Esper says it's under consideration.
I've made no decision with regard to various options. Those are things that we would have to present to the president in due course.
The troops would guard oil fields to keep ISIS at bay. Unhappy with the way the presidential impeachment inquiry is being conducted, House Republicans considering censuring Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff. Meanwhile, in the Senate, Lindsey Graham says he has yet to see any evidence that President Trump committed an impeachable offense.
The powerful chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee normally is a strong supporter of the president, but can quickly become a vocal critic, as he has been over the president's decision to pull U.S. troops from northern Syria. When asked whether he's open to impeachment, Graham told HBO, "Sure, I mean, show me something that's a crime." Graham says after reading the transcript of the phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine, he believes there was no quid pro quo. Bob Agnew reporting.
The nation's three largest drug distributors and a drug maker have reached a tentative deal aimed at settling a lawsuit stemming from the nation's opioid crisis.
Just hours before opening statements of the first federal trial over the crisis, a tentative settlement has been reached. The deal involves three drug distributors and one drug maker. Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin, is trying to settle opioid lawsuits through bankruptcy court. It's not clear what will happen with remaining litigation if the settlements are finalized. The deal was first reported by the Wall Street Journal and was confirmed to the Associated Press. I'm Shelley Adler.
No serious injuries, no fatalities, but a lot of damage north of Dallas. That's where at least one tornado touched down last night. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points, the S&P 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-630-1010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-630-1010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-630-1010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-630-1010.
Canadians going to the polls today, deciding whether to keep embattled Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. What's expected to be a very close vote.
Justin Trudeau's personal past and political record have been under severe scrutiny during this election campaign. Old photos of the Liberal Party leader wearing blackface have tarnished his reputation as a champion of multiculturalism. And there have been many questions over his alleged interference in a prosecution connected to a corporate corruption scandal. Recent polls have shown the Liberals neck and neck with Andrew Scheer's Conservatives, who have promised to reduce taxes, although Mr Trudeau says that will mean cuts to services. There is a good chance that neither will secure a majority, and that could leave the New Democrats in a position to play kingmakers.
That's the BBC's Chris Buckler. The U.S. ambassador to China defending plans to require Beijing's diplomats to report contacts with some Americans. News and analysis, townhall.com. Can a pot shop set up shop near a church?
Alaska Sense LLC plans to open a marijuana store beside the downtown Soup Kitchen Hope Center. The Soup Kitchen and Women's Shelter leases space to a Texas ministry called Hope Church. The city's planning departments classify the entire operation as a religious assembly with special protections, and so the Anchorage Assembly needs to answer the question whether a retail marijuana store can be next to a shelter that also serves as a church. The business has spent about $400,000 in rent and renovations based on previous assurances from the city that it met zoning regulations. The shelter previously opposed the shop, but recently its board voted to drop its opposition. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Authorities say they found wreckage during a search for a small plane that disappeared near Raleigh-Durham International Airport last night, but no word of the status of those on board that small plane. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, we are. Woo!
Congratulations.
Hey! 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. Linda, who was here earlier with us today, is now, they've just opened the doors at the DMV, and Linda's there with her passport, her proof of residence from our county taxes, all that kind of stuff, to renew her driver's license and get the one that's stamped official that she can use for getting on airplanes. So I can't wait to hear what happens. I hope I see her today sometime. But you never can tell. What's the weather look like, Ashley?
We are looking at a high of 84 degrees today, and it should be clear pretty much throughout the rest of the week. We're staying about that throughout the week. We'll have a beautiful sunrise tomorrow and a fantastic sunset tomorrow night. So if you have a camera, go ahead and send those pictures to us, and we would love to see them. We'll be 84, 85, 86 throughout the week, and our lows overnight will be 56 through 61.
There you go. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. If you are a car fire survivor and you're out there on your property rebuilding and you're in an RV or a trailer and you've got those 7-gallon or 10-gallon tanks, Chuck and Judy will put a 120-gallon tank out at your property to hook into your trailer or RV at no cost to you and give you a great deal on the propane gas. This is their way of helping the people that are, you know, it's been a year, and a lot of people are out there and back on their property to help the people on the property. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, what's up for tonight?
Well, tonight we are very excited to announce that we have Mark Baird coming, and he's going to be talking about the Second Amendment lawsuit that we just were heard down in Sacramento on October 9th. So people have been asking us, you know, what happened with that. And it's a kind of a complex situation. So
you think?
He can explain it the best of anybody.
He explained it to me the other day. And the only thing I know for sure is that it's going forward.
Yes, it is going forward. And but there's a lot more to it than that. So Mark Baird will be there tonight. And you can also sign the recall petitions tonight at the meeting.
Recall Gavin Newsom.
Recall Gavin Newsom. And there are hundreds of people, places that you can do the recall just throughout California. So I think this thing has gotten some legs to it, and we might even just be able to do it.
Well, he's done some extraordinary things for our state since he's been in.
Hasn't he?
Okay. All right, that's tonight.
That's tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And I've just got one question for Ashley. How does she know that the sunset and the sunrises will be beautiful for photographs?
We will have a little bit of clouds in the sky. So tonight we're looking at a clear night overnight, so basically no clouds, which means the sunset won't be as interesting. It'll just be that nice gradient that you see in the desert a lot. But tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening we're looking at just traces of clouds. So when the sun is rising and setting, it refracts off of the clouds and makes it very colorful and pretty.
Awesome. I will be looking for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, I just want to remind everybody that it's 45 miles per hour now in the
between Redding and Anderson.
Not completely. I think it's Knighton Road to someplace, but it's still 45 miles per hour instead of 55. It started Sunday morning at 12:01 in the morning. So just be aware out there, it's 45. They're taking no prisoners out there. Mm-hmm. If you're doing 60, they're going to get you. So if you're doing 60 and a 45, you don't even want that, because things are added on tremendously onto when you're speeding in a construction zone.
So fines are doubled, right?
Yeah, sometimes tripled, depending on how fast you're going. And I think if you're going at one speed, the highway patrolman told me, oh, no, we'll push it up to quadruple.
Wow.
If you're going that fast in a construction zone, there's people out there.
So just leave a little early.
Enjoy
the ride.
Yeah, and when the people go blowing by, you just let them go. Just let them go by you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, right now, I am really feeling good. And I'm going to be feeling better because I'm drinking a Dutch Bro Mocha that Erin Reznor, Reading City Councilwoman, brought to me. And I don't want you to think you bought me, but you're getting close to my price. But this is great. And it's going to raise my energy level by even more. And she's shaking her head going, why did I do this? So I have Erin Reznor here, and I have Jake Mangus. And the reason they're here is I got a message saying we need to talk about the $500,000 gift to Turtle Bay. For lights. And just to let you know, I did my homework. I talked to Mike Warren, and I talked to Mike DeQuisto. And so before, you know, this was on Friday afternoon. So the question is, after we get back from this break, I'm going to take it 4 minutes early because we'll just break, in the middle of it. So we're going to take an early break. Is why is the city of Reading granting Turtle Bay $500,000 for a light show? Is that fair?
Do you want us to answer that right
now? Not now. Okay. That's the question, though, so people can sit down and get their pencils out and everything.
Really salacious there.
This,
we'll be ready for it.
I know.
We'll be ready.
I've heard less, but I think everybody needs to hear the reasoning behind it and what brought this on and the possibilities. Both sides, what could happen afterwards. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell knows it all. She's been helping people since 1993. Her business keeps expanding and expanding because Judy has all the right answers. You're having problems with fire insurance, and we had people that were. We said, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Not only did she get them fire insurance, they switched all of their insurance over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I will be able to pronounce that even better after I stop drinking the mocha here. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:12 in the morning, 57 degrees. It's going to be 84 today. Beautiful. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. Accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Blinded by the lights. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Thanks to our listeners and our advertisers. Can't tell you how much we appreciate y'all. And one of our advertisers is Crackmaster Windshield Repair, who's been with us the whole time. Jeff Wurst is a veteran, and he has the premier windshield repair business. If he can't fix your windshield, he'll just tell you that. He's not going to waste your time or money. He's very professional. He's honest. He's just honest. Lots of integrity. He can fix those little bitty chips or cracks over 2.5 feet in length. All you RV owners, you get that little chip, go on in there and see Jeff. He'll fix it, and you won't be able to see it. You're not going to be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Or stop by 3208 South Market Street, where he's located at. I'm here today with Aaron Reznor, who is Reading City Council person, and Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of, is that right, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're talking about this.
Whatever.
This $500,000 grant to Turtle Bay for a Christmas lights display. Now, I just dropped it to its lowest denominator, because it's when you think of that, you think of your house. You know,
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, you think of your house, and well, it's because I did do research on this, and you think about, okay, I put out my lights and I do this. Even if I put Santa on a Harley on my roof, how, you know, and then you hear $500,000 for a lights display, and that's not even how much it is.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to set? Do you want me to set some of the?
I want to hear
the stage for how we even got to this point.
Yeah. How did we get here?
So the Chamber of Commerce.
But it kind of like came out of like boom.
Yeah, you're right. So the Chamber embarked on this audacious Reading City Identity Project about a year and a half ago. So we raised
great project.
Yeah. I mean, we know. I think, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, certainly our membership expects us to promote the community, and we believe that we have a lot of work to do with our internal customers inside the city limits to improve our image and reputation, how we talk about ourselves, how we think about ourselves. Do you look yourself in the mirror as a community? Are you proud of what you see? So this was about improving messaging, aesthetics, and experiences in Redding, California. So 800 ideas came to us from the community. Of that 800, it was whittled down to a top 40 by a subcommittee of people representing a cross-section of the community. Then that was further whittled down to the top 20. Of those 20, the Garden of Lights is one of those 20 final ideas. So we have $500,000 to help seed fund or fully fund these 20 ideas. Some of them are pretty basic, like, you know, we're going to improve some SEO for the city, so we're investing $5,000 to $10,000 in a firm that's helping us with some best practices to help us with that. We gave $5,000 as a founding sponsor of the venture conference. So those are pretty easy to get going, and the idea was to catalyze others to get involved and make these things get to the finish line, because ideas are just ideas. We want to make sure they get put into action, they cross that finish line, they come to fruition. Otherwise, what good is this, right? We've talked again. So the biggest one, the most audacious, is the Garden of Lights. And when we started to look into it, we realized that it's going to take $800,000 for us to do this in the way that we want to do it, to create that wow factor that others across this country have been able to elicit. And we think that based upon the track record of these other shows across the country, this is going to be a big win, not only for the community of Reading, but also and families and tradition and all that. But it's going to be drawing thousands of people into our community to spend money in Reading. Tourism is a huge industry in the state. It's a huge industry for our local area. So to us at the Chamber, it was worthwhile going down the road of seeing, you know, can we raise $800,000? Because I knew how difficult it was to raise the initial five. So what we've been able to do is we've essentially come up with about $300,000 from private money to get this started. And then as we started thinking about it, we said, you know, there's a tourism and marketing budget at the City of Reading, and it's charged with encouraging people to patronize the greater Reading area in Shasta County. And so,
and that's got like $1 million budget, right?
Yeah,
right.
At the moment, the contract is a percent. So last year it was like 1.12 million
and
or so.
When's the contract up?
Next year.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Next one?
Yeah, June 30th.
June 30th. Okay. I've got like three questions here.
Yep.
The first one is, can we give some examples of these light shows that have been successes?
Sure. I think the two that are closest to us would be Mendocino and Coos Bay. So that's 4 hours or more away from Reading. But then when you start to look across the country, you see others like I think Pine Mountain, Georgia is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
That's a community of 1,300. It's about an hour and 15 minutes outside of Atlanta. And they draw $250,000 people a year to this light show.
I know Coos Bay is good. That's why I wanted you to bring up the fact is that this isn't just something you just pulled out of your butt. This is something that that does occur, and they have been huge money makers for the communities. Are we looking at money makers, or are we looking at people?
We're looking at both.
I was going to say we're looking at both. So this last week, while Jake was at a conference, I was also at a conference for League of Cities, League of California Cities. So almost 2,000 city officials, mayors, city staff were at, and I was at a safety training, and the city that was presenting for large event safety planning happened to be Riverside, who was presenting their Festival of Lights, which that was perfect timing, I felt like. And they were discussing that they've been doing this for well over 10 years, that it pours over $100 million annually into economic growth during that 5 weeks that they have the festival going on. And their festival is done as if we were to say set up all of Market Street. They don't charge to come in. That's purely just economic stimulus into their community during that 5 week time. And there are now over somewhere between 80 and 100,000 people who are there just to watch the lights get turned on. So any when I spoke with the Chamber, they were saying that everyone that they have spoken to has said whatever you're planning for patronage, double that and to go all out, because the goal from at least from the city standpoint is one, what is something that we can be another little gem that we have that we can be proud of that we have, but also something that attracts people from outside of the area to come here to spend money in our businesses, to stay in our hotels, and to know about Reading.
That's correct. I think that's really well said. I mean, so to us, making the ask of the city council to consider redirecting $250,000 a year for two fiscal years to this purpose from tourism and marketing money budgeted for that purpose. We felt it was very reasonable and complementary compatible use.
From what I understand, then after the $250,000 this year and the $250,000 next year, is that it should be able to stand on its own.
We'll know that.
Yes, that's the idea. I think that for those people who are not familiar with the way in which that contract works, if anybody's familiar with Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, his planning of envelopes, this is when you said household, I'm like, that's exactly how it is.
12 to 3 every day right here on our show.
That I love Dave Ramsey and I love his envelopes. Even Chris and I still practice those policies. And
you still use
the
envelopes?
I still use them.
You just put more money in them.
It's slightly different than it used to be at 20. But if hypothetically Linda comes to you and she says our household envelope is $500. Mm-hmm. And then Linda says to you, but Carl, you may not spend more than, or we say this, Carl, you have to reserve $250 out of your $500 budget for groceries. You can't. If you want to do whatever you want with the rest of that $250, you can hire a landscaper, you can hire a housekeeper, we can do whatever you want. You can get a pedicure, Carl, but you can do whatever you want with that extra money. But $250 has to be spent on groceries. That's essentially what we did here. We have a likely next year when we send it out for RFP, we will have a fixed amount. The council has not decided what that fixed amount is going to be.
Okay.
But if we used $1 million for easy math, we have said $250,000 off the top of that $1 million, say, budget that we put out is going directly to this project, which is essentially really nice because we get to direct where it is that money is spent. As it sits right now, we don't direct. So I don't get to say how much money.
It just goes to the Wonderland,
It goes to the Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Right.
Correct.
So, and then they get to decide how it's spent. So if they want to pour into Cooley for night,
don't y'all have anything to say about what happens when we just gave them $1 million?
There's a contract that's drawn up, certainly.
Yeah.
There's a contract that's gone up, but it is not earmarked. So certain money is not earmarked for where it is that it has to be spent. And I think that going forward that there will be some more teeth in the contract. But it's been, I think, roughly about 10 years. It was much further. That contract comes through CSAC. So luckily, Vice Mayor McElvain and I both sat on CSAC, and so we've seen mm-hmm. the progression of that contract, and I think that that'll be really useful when we send it out for RFP.
I think so, too. Now, let me ask, the money is sent to Turtle Bay. If Turtle Bay is the one, then, that puts this together, raised some money already. And so they're taking this money to build this light show.
Yes.
And by the way, my friends, we're talking about when you build a light show like this, it's like over 1 million lights, I think. And you need structure. You need all types of switching stations. I mean, they're not going to be like switching stations like you see out here. But there's all types of infrastructure that has to be built. And it's there. I don't believe it's taken down. I think once it's there, it's there.
The infrastructure will remain, which is a benefit. I mean, talking with folks at the McConnell Foundation, they said nearly immediately after they completed the Arboretum Gardens, they said, we need lights in the Arboretum. Because as you know, you go there during mm-hmm. the day, you can enjoy it. But then in the evenings, once it gets past
you have to be armed.
Dark, you can't be out there. And it's beautiful.
So that leads to my next question. Since Turtle Bay is putting it on Turtle Bay property,
yes.
Does Turtle Bay keep all the money? Let's just say, because I know they're going to be charging admission. So say 25,000 people come in the first year, and I'm just going to use $10 because that's easy for me.
Yes.
So does all that money stay in Turtle Bay?
Yes. And the way that I look at it is there is no better location in our 60-some-odd square miles in this community than that location. And from the chamber standpoint, we are thinking about the greater good of the community. And we know that this is the only light show in the country that will have a Santiago Calatrava bridge as a front door.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So it's going to be a huge – the council made an astute investment decision last week. because they know this is going to be coming back in droves.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. The Riverside, it was asked of Riverside staff how much money it is that they take out of their general fund every year. And they spend $550,000 out of their general fund for their specific light project every year. And that does not include any of the overtime or any of those sort of things in regards to staffing or any of that.
But that's a city lit, right? Here, it's going to be Turtle Bay. So we don't, and because this is where I'm getting to, we're not expecting any employees of the city besides police to be working this. Is that correct?
Well, at this point, what I know is that the team at Turtle Bay has been working with, organizations and exploring options for volunteers. There will be paid staff from Turtle Bay that will be dedicated to this. Their maintenance crew that they have allows them some great flexibility to be able to, flex time that they would normally be spending doing the things they normally do on the job to keep the gardens and the grounds up. They'll be dedicating that to the Garden of Lights during that time.
This is fair, and then we have to take a break. We're not expecting to have to pay any of our city employees to work over at Turtle Bay.
No, that's not. That hasn't been something that's been discussed.
Once the money goes to Turtle Bay, it's then theirs.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. People are going to say, well, wait a minute. Not only are we paying for this, now we have to pay employees overtime to work there. That's not the plan.
Now, I can say, however, that I really, really hope that we grow to be the size of Riverside and that someday there are 100,000 people who are standing room only all the way across the bridge. And so then we are coming together for months ahead of time and putting together a public safety plan, because the amount of stimulus that would be for our community would be huge.
Okay. Yeah, but I want
people, so I hope that
I
we
want
get
people
there, but
to
that's
understand
not the,
this.
That's not
that
the plan is, now. This
the,
is
the plan
Bay
is
project.
Not for not only just to give the money to Turtle Bay, who then makes any profit off it or takes the loss, is that we don't have a bunch of city employees working there too.
Yeah, I think the only thing that
I would just think of security. That's the only
kind of and echoing Councilwoman Reznor's comments. Is that we would need some traffic control in the future because of the sheer volume of folks flocking to that part of our community. I mean, think about the gateways. There's, of course, Highway 44 and people coming into Reading, let's say, staying on Hilltop. What I see is that this is going to get contagious. We're going to get Christmas spirit spreading across this community even more than it already is, where you're going to see Hilltop Drive lit up for this. You're going to see downtown Reading lit up. You're going to see the Miracle Mile North Market Street lit up from that backside where we anticipate tour buses using that entrance.
So Christmas City, California.
They actually give me goosebumps when I think about this stuff, because there's a place in this country called, I forgot the name of the, it's called Christmas Town USA. Uh-huh. Like the city council's actually moved to make sure that they're renamed officially, copyrighted during the, or written, however you say that, anyway, during the holidays.
Okay.
We got
to
break.
Yeah, we got to take a break here. 8:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? Head on down to 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's, or 192 Hartnell Avenue over in the O'Reilly's Shopping Center, and find out how you can move your dreams forward. Like the city of Reading is moving dreams forward with the new Festival of Lights they're talking about. Locally owned, locally run. All of this is at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:33 in the morning, 54 degrees out there.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at ReadingRenteria.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We have Jake Mangus and Aaron Reznor with us. Aaron, of course, Redding City Councilwoman, wearing a bright red sweatshirt. It says Coffee Dutch Bros, and she tries to buy me off this morning with a mocha. And I tell you what, you're getting close to my price here. And, of course, Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? If you need heating and air support, there's no better place in town, maybe even the North State, than Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over 25 years, a better-known business that gives so much to our community. When you're at Haven Humane's Bark, Wine, and Brew, there's Alliance Heating and Air. When you need things for veterans, there's Alliance Heating and Air. Not only do they do the most professional job on your heating and cooling systems, they support our community. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. If we can take $500,000 out of the Wonderland
Reading out of the tourism and marketing budget.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Why can't, and we're going to give it to Turtle Bay, albeit a good reason. Why can't we use that for police?
I will say something very briefly. I think it's a philosophical discussion. I mean, certainly the council could say, look, we shouldn't be investing any money in marketing our community. But from the chamber's perspective, that would be foolish because these funds come back to us. It's an investment, and it's something you've got to do. So it actually ends up helping to pay for police
that.
And fire.
I understand that. Aaron, you're the one that's got your fingers on the budget.
I think that it goes back to what we were talking about before in the envelopes. There are different envelopes that and purpose and intention for different monies. And the purpose and intention for this amount of money and for this contract is, like Jake said, to market and advertise and draw people to Reading. And like Jake said, sometimes that's actual people, and sometimes that's just what it is that is our reputation. So whether that's virtual through the internet or any of those things, mm-hmm. and that's the intention for this money. That's why this money isn't coming out of the general fund and why this money doesn't affect law enforcement.
Okay, this comes out of the TOT tax. Now, is this a voluntary thing that the hotels can do? I mean, or is this something that they have to pay into? They have to pay this into our budget anyway, right? Into the coffers?
That's correct. And the percentage locally, I believe, is 10%. So that brings in six and this last year, which was a great year for TOT. I mean, even before the car fire and mm-hmm. camp fire, we were trending to have a great year.
I understand that.
I think it's $6.5 million or more that goes to the general fund from the transient occupancy tax, the heads and beds at hotels and car rentals and things like that.
The cost of electricity for this is going to be horrendous.
It may be or it may not be because it is all LED and the other. Well, anyway, so.
Well, let's go back to that then.
To
be decided.
What? How much is it going to cost?
Into the budget.
Well, is REU, of course, you know, we've gone through this thing with REU giving, we understand that they give subsidies to businesses that are expanding up to 5 years. You know, they give them some and then, you know, it tapers off. I understand that. They're subsidizing solar. Again, but that was a big question. Are we going to subsidize the lights out at Turtle Bay?
Well, I think that there is.
Even though they're LED lights and they use a lot less, but it's still a new surge of electricity.
There is a marketing and a charitable component to Reading Electric Utility, and certainly the chamber has entered into partnerships in the past with REU in that respect. And I think that this would be a project certainly worthy of consideration by the utility to support in some fashion.
We don't know how much
it could be possible.
We have an idea how much it must cost, but it's hard to get
built
that
into their budget.
I know, but it's hard because REU rates are lower than say Riverside is getting. I'm sure. Or Riverside has its own public utilities, like we have. So I mean, it'd be interesting to see how much that's going to be after this thing kicks off. Okay, so. You firmly believe that we're going to have – this could bring in 100,000 people over a period of – I think it's 5 weeks. I think it starts after Thanksgiving and it goes to either the day after Christmas or New Year's Day.
New Year's, you're correct. I mean, it's more than a lights experience. It's well beyond that. I mean, you've got the entertainment of local performers there, carolers and other musicians. You've got s'more – fire pits where you can buy s'mores.
I think there's going to be food there and
food.
All that.
Mm-hmm. I think
is that all going to belong to Turtle Bay?
We know what else we'll see there. Probably
is there going to be a Dutch
Nobody's
there?
Nobody's asked. Yeah, nobody
okay.
has asked.
I thought
nobody
I was going to put. I was going to put Carl. I was going to put Carl's Coffee there.
But our North Market shop is relatively close, and I do think we have friends who own Dutch Bros out in Idaho, and they all rent buses. And they go to somewhere that is about 30 minutes from them, and they all rent a bus in their local area, and they get hot chocolate and I'm sure some schnapps, and they drive about 30 minutes, and they all make an entire evening out of it.
Okay,
and I can foresee that happening a lot here.
Let's think of 5,000 people. Let's just say 5,000 people a night. Do we have the infrastructure to handle that?
We do.
That's at night.
Yep, we've looked at the parking on the Civic Auditorium side where the Sheraton is, and then on the other side on the North Market Street side. Mm-hmm. And what's been discussed is the idea that you would buy a ticket that's good, let's say, from 6 to 7:30, and then there would be a 7:30 to 9 shift. And so the tickets would be timed themselves because of the demand that's anticipated. And again, this comes from conversations and reconnaissance that we've done mm-hmm. with other light shows across the country and things that they recommend. I mean, you could buy a premium ticket that includes dinner from a local food truck as well as beer or wine. You can take a ride on one of the trains
Everything's
going
to be online then? So that if you're going to go to the light show, you go, Aaron, so you would what, go to a site that says, okay, I want to buy tickets for five people or six people between 7 and 9:30, except it'll probably light up sooner than that. So say 6 to 7:30, and I also want to buy dinner out there at the trucks. So any one of the trucks would be good.
That's correct. I mean, the way that it, I mean, I'll stop talking, I promise. I just have to, say one of the core values of the committee itself is that this be accessible to everyone in the community. So there will be a range of tickets. It'll be roughly the cost of taking your family to a movie in terms of the ticket cost. There'll be likely some sort of an efficiency for Turtle Bay members, but then there will be special designated nights where it will either be $5 or less, or free for people to attend because of relationships with sponsors. And I think that's really important.
I think that's a great idea. I think it is, because there's a lot of people can't afford, to take their four kids and spend $60 that night.
Yeah, you know, one of the
things, you know that.
Now I'm going to stop.
Now I'm going to let you have the final word, then we're going to take a break.
I really would like to say that one of the things that's difficult, I think, in our community at the moment, and that I'm going to try and continue to reiterate, is that because we have a handful of these really difficult issues that are long-term issues and take a lot of working on in regards to public safety or the county sales tax initiative, any of those sort of things, those are long-term things that we're continuing to work on. That doesn't mean that we can't dream and that we can't see that there is all of these other possibilities. We do not have to be stuck. We can work on both avenues at the same time. We can continue to fix the problems that we know need fixed and continue to dream. And so I'm going to continue to be the one who beats on that drum of what could Reading be? What could Reading look like? What are the gems that we have here that we want to highlight so that the rest of the state knows that we are a beautiful and thriving community? Because I really, really do believe that that will also help the first other issues, because I think that where there is light, it pushes out darkness. So okay, I'm going to continue to beat that drum.
All right, let's just take a break on that one. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:47 in the morning, 57 degrees, going up to a beautiful 83 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane,
365-3793. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call group sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, the home of happy music and 10 years on the radio right here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, who have been with us since the last station. I can't say enough about them. Veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts in the world, Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478, like I'm going to do today, and make an appointment and get your haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. I want to thank the, you know what, Aaron, here it comes.
This, yep.
I want to thank you.
Yeah.
For you, for even though that I would like to take credit for this idea, I'm not sure that I will be able to get it. Goats. Bring in the goats in. I was talking about it on the show thinking, you know what, I think I'm going to get goats and bring them into Reading until I found out how hard it was to herd goats. And then you all hired.
Like herding cats.
Oh, worse. They're bigger. Mm-hmm. I think that was a great idea. And I think people like it. Linda drove by Bonaventure yesterday and she goes, the goats are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to go down and take photos, put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, but it's a great idea.
You know, we have to leverage the resources in which that we have. And luckily, this is a rural community who really embraces all of the fun stuff.
I think it's a great idea. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You know, this is a compelling argument for both sides. But, Aaron, I think you're among many of us that know a lot of people in Idaho now. Also, the other thing is, it's nice to dream, my dear. And I've known you for a long time. And it's good that you dream, but you're dreaming with our money. And why is the chamber involved in spending our city's, our taxpayer money? The city, why is the chamber even involved in this? Maybe the, you know, maybe they need to cough up some money on this. But the other thing too is that's very important. You talked about tourism. My daughter's in the largest real estate company, just got bought out by the largest real estate company in the United States. Just got back to New York. And the rap in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles on Reading is it's rampant with crime. That's the rap. And we traveled the other day to every resort in the area. They're hurting. They're not looking good. And we're talking about a light show that could bring in people. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but you're right. We're dreaming with money that could be spent somewhere to maybe remove the buckets full of hypodermic needles under the Sun Dial Bridge.
Well, I'm hoping that, well, Jake, would you like to answer the aspect of the chamber inputting money, because the chamber did inject money into this project.
Well, I mean, in this particular idea with the Garden of Lights, we've contributed $35,000 to the project for the professional light design, which has taken place.
I think there's been like almost $200,000 has been raised above the $250,000 this year and $250,000 last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, we helped to actually. I mean, we've raised $500,000 for the Reading City Identity Project, all from private sources. And then, in addition, with this particular idea, we've been able to garner nearly $300,000 in support outside of the city's commitment.
So,
well, the money does stay with Turtle Bay, as Carl, you know, pointed out. Again, it's the kind of thing where really and truly, you know, you want to make that a safe place. When we have other counties and cities and towns in the United States and in the state of California discussing the fact that real estate prices really aren't going up that much here because of the rampant crime we have, and again, everybody's moving out of state, I just have a hard time thinking that the chamber has input on this as far as
Terry, I don't want to interrupt you, but I do think that it is sort of the chamber's job to partner with the city and leveraging. I think that it's their duty to partner with the city and leveraging the resources in which that we have, and to give feedback to the city on the things that matter to business owners here, and for them to share the things that will affect our economy.
Yeah, and you're right about that. We all, you know, all business owners want better business, but what about the people? What about the crime? And what about the simple fact that basically we have to start cleaning up the area if we want people to come? They want to feel safe when they come here.
We
not go to a hotel and have the guy ask them if they want it for an hour or two.
We agree with that as well, and so that's why the chamber doesn't turn its back to the challenges of the community, that's for sure. In this case, it's about presenting an opportunity for the council to redirect funds already allocated for the purpose of tourism and marketing to something
that's going to do that.
It sort of feels a little bit like a non-issue. That's the part in which that's a little bit of a bummer, is because discussing this particular project feels a little bit like a non-issue. I really, really wish that we could be discussing some of those public safety things, and if we could all be joining together to sort of rally behind the county and their public safety tax, because it's going to take all of us rowing in one general direction so that we can fix some of these big problems that aren't actually.
Terry, thanks. That's going to be. That's a whole show. So let me go back to this. Thanks a lot, Terry. You had good points. These, you know, he's asked a question that you've seen in Facebook and all these too, which leads us to the fact of the Convention Bureau. How do we know if it's working?
Because, you know, to me, the number one benchmark is transient occupancy tax, because that's getting people to come to Reading and to spend their money, stay in hotels and rent cars. And so to look at that trend, certainly since the recession, you look at how the economy has rebounded over the years. Well, TOT tax to our city has also followed along a similar trajectory. And as I mentioned before, last year, Lori Baker and the team at the CVB in Reading, they've been doing a great job, apparently, because the transient occupancy tax increases year over year was already 16% or so outside of the Car Fire and Camp Fire, which further spiked to that number.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how else to look at that objectively than to see.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just subjective or objective. If there's saying that, okay, I want the TOT to go up 5% this year, and if it's not going up 5%, why?
I think that there's also ways in which that we can look to social media and gather some data, but those would be the two sort of objective ways. The subjective way would be, what is it that is the chatter online? And the part that's a bummer for me is that oftentimes that negative chatter is actually people within our city, and we seem to have this this thought in our head of we're not good enough. Like, we can't have that sort of thing. Or so we find one thing that's negative and we bash on our city rather than doing the things that other people do, which is brag on their city and brag on their community. So I wish that we could.
Like the fifth or even maybe third largest giving city during things happening. And there's so many great
city
things
in the country. We have all of this. We have all of this access.
Why aren't we Palm Springs?
Because we're not doing a very good job.
We could be.
We could be. We totally could be.
We could be.
I'll keep up here. drumming the drum and saying, like, we have all of these possibilities and we have to. It's not that we cannot continue to work on the issues that we know we have, nor that we are neglecting them. But we can dream and we can be a city that says, what if?
All-time low unemployment numbers.
Isn't that something?
Yep. I mean, so everyone, virtually anyone who can work is working right now.
And there are people out there begging for employees out there. I know that. They come on all the time. Erin Reznor, city councilwoman of Person.
I'm Mayor Pro Tempo.
Mayor Pro Temp of Reading, and Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. You all put out a very compelling argument on it. Mike DeQuisto will be here Thursday to give the other side, because that's what we do. But I thoroughly agree with you, Erin, when it says, why don't we ask why not instead of why? Why not? Why can't we do that? Why not?
I encourage you to follow go back and listen to the video from last week's meeting at